Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the president, CEO, second generation leadership of Bottom Line Publications. They're the bi-weekly, bi-monthly, I should say. Twice monthly publication that goes out, the Bottom Line Publication, which is outstanding, which I love. And also their annuals. They've got the Health Breakthrough Annual, the Bottom Line Yearbook, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a great organization. She's a great lady. She's our good friend. Sarah Heiner, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Well, technically, it's semi-monthly.
That's what I should have. I couldn't get that out for some reason. I don't know why that was so hard. You
think it's so funny. It confuses everyone. Forever.
You know, my parents would say, you know, sent you to college and you can't come up with semi, you know? What's wrong? So, all right. So let's talk about our cell phones, our smartphones.
Keeping ourselves safe. You know,
I call them our magic wands.
Oh, my God.
If you think about it, these are magic wands, aren't they?
They are permanent prosthetics.
It's amazing.
They do. And, you know, we use it all the time. My family, it's always the running thing. You learn, you know, on the one hand, you want to knock ourselves for always looking at phones.
Right.
On the other hand, we are forever answering questions. You know, something comes up and we're checking the facts on it. So it really... iPhones aren't all bad, but they truly have become permanent prosthetics for us.
When people see me at a restaurant and I'm staring at my phone, or if they saw me sitting on my deck or something like that, staring at my phone, then they would probably, you know, they might say, well, you know, he's addicted. But what they wouldn't know is that I'm not playing a game. I'm not tweeting or reading Facebook. I'm reading the Wall Street Journal.
Right, you can read it. Right,
I love the Wall Street Journal app on my phone. I'm allergic to newsprint. That's the reason I do that.
Yes, yes. Now they are definitely valuable. Although we may get, you know, text thumb, and you may get, you know, you got to watch your neck and do neck exercises.
Yeah, so
we'll get a turtleneck.
But
talk about financial security.
Yeah, because you know, I got to thinking about. Wait a minute, I don't do that many financial things on my phone, but I really got thinking about it, and I was incorrect.
Well, our phones, you know, I don't know about your business, but with ours, over half of the people interact with us on their phones, some kind of mobile.
Yeah.
They're reading our newsletters, they're going to the website, they're doing transactions. You know, I always joke, you and I joke, I can shop from Amazon at a red light. Don't do it, but you can. Right? You know, it's so easy to do those things. But you have to watch out, just like anywhere online.
Right.
Since you're doing all your transactions on your phone, that means your email, all those same personal security things, you have to be careful of. And it all starts, number one, it all starts with the passwords, right? That, you know, people still are really bad at handling their passwords. And you want to pick a really careful, you want to have a complex enough password, but you need to be able to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, you know, how many people always use their birthdays or
right.
their kids' birthdays or something
right.
like that. So we have, our experts give us a really great tip for how to pick a password, which is, you know, you pick kind of a standard phrase, a base thing, right? My daughter, who's a hiker, uses the name of a mountain and
right.
the altitude of the mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Meeker 19124.
Right.
And then, or whatever it is. And then you adjust it with a couple letters from whatever website you're at,
right.
so you never forget. You know,
or put something in the middle, no one else would know, or something like that.
Exactly, or in the front, or whatever.
You know, the only ones I hate are the ones that make me do capital or a figure. You know,
some funny number. Yeah,
yeah, funny
well,
number.
Well, it's convenient on the keyboard, but it's far smarter. You know, one of the suggestions is you take a phrase. It can have whatever your phrase is. It could be, you know, a line from a poem, whatever
right.
it is, a couple words, a haiku. And then you can put a character in between each word. So put like a percentage sign in between each word. But it does all start with the password.
But let's stop for a minute and talk about. I mean, people don't realize all they're doing. They've got their. I've got my apps for airlines. I've got Uber, which has my credit card information. Now, yep. That's not supposed to be on my phone. They're supposed to have it. But if they can break a password, they can get into those things.
They can do anything. Here's what I started doing. And again, our experts recommend it. Two things. One is get account activity notifications. So every time your credit card is used online or used someplace, I get a text or I get an email from my bank that says my credit card was just used.
Right.
And that's been great because especially since my kids have my card, then I can keep track of everything going on right away. And if there's a problem, you contact them right away.
A lot of companies will do that anyway.
A lot of
people
you
buy from will do that anyway. Yeah, so folks, check that out. Be more careful with your smartphones. You could be in jeopardy there. Quick break. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.